أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا لهم نار جهنم لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا ولا يخفف عنهم من عذابها كذلك نجزي كل كفور. وهم يستريخون فيها ربنا أخرجنا نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير. صدق الله العظيم. And as we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about the condition of those people who would go to Jannah. In these ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى speak about the condition of those disbelievers who will go into the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ. Said, and those people who disbelieve, for them is the fire of Jahannam. لَا يُقَضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا. The decision will not be made upon them that they die in the fire of Jahannam. Death sometimes is an escape from some difficulty. And if perhaps there was death in Jahannam, then obviously they would have escaped the fire, they would have escaped the adab and the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no decision will be made upon them that they will die. وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا. And no decision will be made that the punishment of the fire of Jahannam will be eased and made easy upon them, lightened upon them. In other words, whatever has been described by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that will continue. No power of the world, no might, no force, there's absolutely nothing that will be able to ease that punishment when it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one else to make any decisions on that day but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in this world, decisions are all made by Allah Rabbul Izzat, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us a hand in making decisions. There is absolutely no one besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will make the decisions. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. Allah says that that is how we recompense, that is how we punish every kafur. Now kafur has two meanings. One meaning is disbeliever, a person who has disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from a literal sense, it means a person who is ungrateful, unappreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a disbeliever is unappreciative of the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah, he is unappreciative of the tawheed of Allah by not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to a kafir as one who is unappreciative and one who is ungrateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their condition. Here very unique is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states the fact, the condition, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about their plea. In the norm and the practice of man, the plea should have been first and then the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show an unchanged decision that will never ever change. The respite and the chance is given in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives each and every individual that chance to ponder, that chance to think. And Allah says, وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. And they will be screaming, they will be crying out and shouting out in the fire of Jahannam. What would their plea be? What would their cry be? رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا. O our Rabb, take us out of here, take us out and bring us out forth from the fire of Jahannam. And where should we go? Return back to this world. And when we are returned back to this world, what we would like to do? نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. We will practice righteously. In other words, give us that chance for us to come out of this fire, go back into this world, so that we will be able to practice righteously. غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. Those practices which we had not practiced before. Now here one very important aspect. And it is unfortunate that it is only there the realities of life will dawn upon a person. In this world they had been doing wrong. And whilst they had been disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believed that they were right in what wrong they were doing. And when they go there, they will realize that the wrong that they had carried out was wrong. Now they would want to correct it, but obviously there is no respite, there is no second chance whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response to them will be, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ, that we not give you that much of life, that a person who could have taken heed would have taken heed. In the lifespan of this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives each and every person that opportunity to have taken heed, to have realized and understood. And the realization could have come by the intellect of an individual. Now this lifespan, the commentators of the Quran Kareem have spent a lot of time just to go through it very quickly. Some have stated it is the age of 17, that by then a person should have that amount of hosh, that amount of understanding, that this world is not the be-all and the end-all of life, and the object is not just to fulfill one's desire in this world, but the object is to fulfill the desire and the will and the wish of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some have then said 18 years, some have said 40 years, some have gone up to 60 years. But the reality and the sad thing is this, that we live for the 60-year life, we live for the 40-year life, and we yet not turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sadder thing is that a disbeliever, he does not read the Quran, he only has the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows insofar as his universe is concerned and other aspects. The sad issue is that you and I not only read the Quran, we hear the Quran. We hear this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yet we do not take heed. And for us it is even a greater and a more serious issue that Allah has given us this life, that we can take heed, we can ponder, we can introspect, we can look into our lives, and we will realize that we have to fulfill this objective, the goal that Allah has set for us, and not our own goals and our own objectives, and nor should we fulfill our own desires, but the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second line of action, and to you the nadir has come, to you the warner has come. While some of the commentators have stated, here the warner is our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, others have stated that when that first white hair comes on a person, then that is a sign that now that visa application has been accepted and preparation has already been made there in the akhirat, that now you are going to be ushered into that world. So when we see that, obviously we should also realize that now there is a change that's coming about in our lives, and hence we need to make the change insofar as our amal are concerned. Fadhuqo, then taste. Fama lilzalimina min nasir, and there is no helper for those who have transgressed and done wrong. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, and may Allah ta'ala save us from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.